Organized by Myeloma Canada, on Sunday, September 17th, Kingstonians gathered at Victoria Park for this year's Multiple Myeloma March to spread awareness and help raise funds for multiple myeloma research and care. I sat down with the spokesperson for this year's event, Dr. Annette Hay, to talk about Myeloma Canada and the march in Kingston. As the spokesperson of this year's event, I was wondering if you could introduce yourself and share some of your background, both as a hematologist at KCHS, as well as with the specific cause.
My name is Annette Hay. I'm a hematologist at Kingston Health Sciences Center, where I look after people with blood cancers, including myeloma. I'm also a researcher at Queen's University with the Canadian Cancer Trials Group, where we develop and conduct clinical trials to identify better treatments for people with all sorts of cancer, including myeloma. And I am a member of Myeloma Canada and really closely follow their work and am affiliated with them. They do some really great things, and I really enjoy going to the annual march every year.
Well, thank you for that background. Well, for folks who don't know, myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer. I was wondering if you could give some background regarding this disease and how it impacts Canadians.
Myeloma is a blood cancer, and it's quite an unusual one. So it's a cancer of plasma cells that live inside the bone marrow. And those are immune cells. So it can cause a range of problems. It can cause holes in the bones and pain. It can cause infections because the immune system is affected, and various other things, including anemia, tiredness, fatigue. Every day, around 11 Canadians are diagnosed with myeloma. So it's something that, because people can live with it for many years, the prevalence of the disease is increasing because people live with it for a very long time, often on treatment.
I was wondering if you could also speak a bit to the lack of awareness around this disease and importance of events like the Kingston Myeloma March.
Myeloma as a cancer can be a tricky one to diagnose because people won't see a lump like they sometimes will, or an obvious lesion the way things sometimes present. It's often quite a vague one. So increasing awareness among patients, among healthcare providers, is really important so people know to be aware that it's possible. Mm-hmm. This sort of myeloma march, it has multiple purposes. Certainly, it increases awareness of myeloma as a cancer. It also creates a sense of community. So it is fun. And at these marches, which is in Victoria Park at this weekend, there are patients with myeloma. There are their family members and friends. There's myeloma doctors and nurses and advocacy members, all people invested in bringing different perspectives, but working towards ideally eradicating myeloma as a disease, although that right now is a long-term aspirational goal. But in the meantime, working towards making life better and longer for people who are unfortunate enough to be diagnosed with this cancer.
This year also marks the 15th anniversary for the march. Here's what Dr. Hay had to say about this special year. And this is the 15th anniversary, I believe, of the march. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to what that means for you as somebody who's passionate about this cause and works closely with it each day.
I really appreciate the efforts of Myeloma Canada and the network. Actually, Aldo Del Col, who was one of the people who was one of the initial organizers of Myeloma Canada as an institution before it even began, he was a patient with myeloma who saw a need at first for patients to support each other. And sadly now Aldo has passed away, but his legacy is living on. And it's so nice. He'd be really proud to see how things are now. The efforts through Myeloma Canada are really important, and a lot of this work is widely applicable to everyone across Canada and beyond. For example, they develop really nice educational booklets because myeloma is a complicated cancer. It can be hard to follow. And these are beautiful, glossy pages with bright pictures, but really clear material. So we hand those out all the time to patients to help them understand what's happening. Also, the funds raised for research are really important. And so as a researcher, that's another one of the areas that I'm very grateful for, because clinical trial cancer research is expensive, but it's the only way that we get to test new possible treatments to see, are they better? And if so, to prove that and then work through the process to make them more widely available to everybody who might benefit.
Myeloma Canada, for the 15th anniversary, also announced a program which offers Canadian Cancer Research Centres a local myeloma research grant, which is funded by up to 50% of the net proceeds from the multiple myeloma merge nearest to each centre. In total for Kingston, 35 participants registered for the 5-kilometer walk, and there was a total of 152 donors who contributed to the organization. Donations totaled to $8,020. While the merge in Kingston is over, you can still look at ways to get involved and donate to Myeloma Canada at myeloma.ca.